This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch from my flagship station, M860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Two great radio stations all across America, and a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world via the Internet. Plus, don't forget our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for the job they do keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, also the construction workers, bulk mail centers too, and all those taxi drivers out there, Uber and Lyft and whatnot, we thank you for what you do as well, keeping America rolling. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, I told you to sit on whatever your response was going to be to what we talked about just before we went to the top of the hour break. So what will your response be, ma'am?
I've actually, since the offline conversation, what were we covering?
Swalwell.
Oh, Swalwell.
And the comment about, well, anybody that's been around over 20 years, that's
here's what's really happened is that Biden is of the old Democrat Party, or the older Democrat Party.
Right.
And it's pretty clear that he was out of step on that stage because the Democrat Party has left him. Yep. That sounds kind of cliche, but it was really quite evident, at the debate, but it's been evident all along because he'll say something and then the next day he's going to have to say, well, yeah, I really do support that or I don't do that. So it just shows that they are much more, those that were on that stage were much more radical than he's accustomed to. And even with the Obama White House, they have become more radical than what we lived through, in those 8 years.
Yeah. And the other thing that, is popping up, all over the place is that with this younger, although Elizabeth Warren's not young, neither is Bernie Sanders, but with this more socialist turn that they've taken, Karl Rove made a comment, and I kind of agree with him. I don't agree with much with him, but he said they just ought to change the name of their party to the Socialist Party.
Well, there was some discussion about that. Even Trump over, is it the G20, mentioned that.
Yep.
It is really quite remarkable the things that the DNC wants these candidates and where the DNC is taking this party. The Green New Deal, pretty much, if you really look at the details inside of that, it may have been introduced or quasi-introduced by Ocasio-Cortez. The details in it speak to all control of government, much more so over the population than they already have. I mean, in a social justice vein, You know, climate change does that.
Yep.
Healthcare does that.
Yep.
I mean, not one of those candidates took anything of our rights, of our amendments, and said that they would fight to protect those on our side. And they in fact, they've invented new rights. Mostly, health care is a right. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying so. They're selling it. And people are buying it.
I'm glad you mentioned selling, because Kamala Harris has a $30 T-shirt, "That Little Girl Was Me," that apparently is making quite a splash across the country. And
yeah,
she's selling as many shirts as they can possibly put out there. So she's cashing in.
Well, this attack on Biden was planned.
Yep.
This wasn't just
sure.
It had to be for her to go through down this T-shirt thing. I would suggest, however, to look at Kamala Harris's history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced she was exactly telling us the truth about the school that she went to and being bussed at the time, because she spent at 12 years old. I think it was after her parents divorced. Her mother took she and her sister to Canada. She went to she spent the rest of her school years in Canada until she came back to the United States. But prior to that, I think she was pretty, she and her sister were in a rather elite schools. And I don't remember if it was busing had already happened, meaning that, you know, she said it, her school was just experiencing that,
right,
or it hadn't happened yet. But I would be checking some dates on that, because I'm not convinced that that story was accurate. Here's the other interesting thing.
Uh-huh.
That first debate was hosted by who?
Wasn't
it in, MSNBC?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, her sister is a top executive at MSNBC as a political analyst, and her sister is married to Tony West.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I'll repeat again that Kamala Harris's lawyer for her campaign is none other than Mark Elias.
Yep.
Who is Perkins Coie that hired Fusion GPS.
Yep. Hold that thought. And it's obviously, it's a tangled web in which we weave. And caller, hang on. I'll be right to you there. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch rolling along here. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by the USCCA. Now, you can find out more about them by going to my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And click on that link that's there for the USCCA. And when you do, you'll see the window for the free gun a day giveaway. Well, take advantage of that, and maybe we'll be talking about you winning one of those free guns that's being given away, because we really would like to give away a gun on this show to somebody, and you can't give it away unless you sign up for it. So there you go. And also remember that you can check out the three different levels of membership there on becoming a member of the USCCA. And if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff. So there you go. USCCA, logo link, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Try it out. See what it does for you. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a question from a statement or a question from Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Dan the Man.
Hey, it's always good to hear Denise's voice.
Thank you.
But I'm going to tell you this. When it comes, I saw polling not too long ago that showed that Democrats in this cycle are going to vote with their heads more than their hearts this time. Now, that would seem to me to benefit Biden, because they want somebody to beat
Trump. Yeah.
Plain and simple. Biden should go out there and just state the obvious. I'm no radical. I'm no socialist. I'm a Democrat. I remember Jimmy Carter. I remember Bill Clinton. I remember John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson. You know, you guys got to read it in a history book. Yeah, I might be an almanac to the past, but I'm the only one that's standing here that can beat Trump. Nominate any one of these others, and you're going to go down to defeat. I'm the only person that can defeat Donald Trump. That's the way he should handle it, over and over. I'm the only one that can beat him, which is probably true. But the rest, I don't see how they're going to do it. It's Looney Tunes. It's a sham. I mean, Kamala Harris, she's nice to look at. She has a unique voice. But I don't see her going anywhere. I don't see any of them going anywhere, even Bernie. So that was my comment. What did you think of that? That's how Biden should handle
right.
The only one that can beat him.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Dan the man. Okay.
If, in fact, Biden had a staff that, and Biden himself, if his camp had their act together, everything that Dan the man just said is exactly right. But they don't see, I don't know who his campaign people are, but they just don't seem to, because, I mean, after the attack that he took from Kamala Harris, all he had, and body language said it all. If you look at while she was talking to him, he put his head down like he was being shamed, or
yeah.
He was ashamed. And he could have just kind of leaned his elbow on the podium and turned to her and said, let me tell you this something, Miss, you know, Senator. And he could have defended himself right there, but he didn't. And then he stopped himself and goes, my time's up, which into itself was almost, you know, another, shot himself in the foot by saying that, my time's up. It was symbolic.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was going by the 30-second rule, and when Rachel Maddow...
Nobody else does.
No, when Rachel Maddow said, you have 30 seconds, Senator Harris, for a rebuttal, she took a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I know, I timed it.
Hmm. So, yeah, I mean, Biden, he sounds very assertive in a lot of things, and then in other things, he's just not very confrontational.
Yeah.
He's never not been in public service. This is not his first rodeo. He should know how to handle this without the advice of his campaign.
All right, well, let's talk about the president of the G20 for a minute, simply because a new headline just came sailing across here on Fox News. It says, Trump strikes positive tone about U.S.-China trade relations after meeting with Pai at G20 summit, headed to Korea.
It's president is G.
G, okay. Well, I like Pai. Maybe it's because I like Pai. But anyway, I did hear about that. I didn't see it. I did hear about that. But he also is trying to talk to the North Korean the president, Kim Jong-un, while he's in South Korea. He's offered to meet him at the DMZ.
Which is, well, he's thinking about it. He only put it out there. He wouldn't put it out there if those discussions weren't happening.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, you just don't do something like that, you know, from the hip. Yeah, you have to, I guess, understand this whole G20 thing, because it's about, you know, the top 20 countries and the banks, and they talk energy and environment.
Yep.
Well, which really means nothing, because it really comes down to trade and kind of cleaning up this and cleaning up that. So as a result, this is really the first time since the trade talks with China have gone south that, you know, the two teams have all been in the same room.
Right.
Trump, to hear Trump tell it, the meeting went quite well, and he gets along with President Xi. Now, we haven't seen a response from China. They'll say the same thing, but they, you know, everybody, you know, nobody's really telling the truth here. Or we're not going to get the truth. But, you know, with the United States was on one side of the table, China was on the other. We'll see where, you know, if these talks can kind of get their restart with trade.
Now, did you notice that while the candidates were in Florida, there was no discussion about opioids? Florida obviously is one of the states that's having a problem, more so than others, I will say. Also, the United Nations came out with a blistering report yesterday about 2017 and the worldwide use of opioids, making it one of the largest problems in the world for deaths.
And, you know, now, I mean, that's fine, but, you know, in a 2017 report, we're in 2019. We have to kind of live in the here and now. But no, you're right. Nobody mentioned opioids and that whole crisis at the debates. The other thing, you know, it's very hard to listen for what the Democrats are not saying. But you, I'll just put this out there for you, for the listeners. Just keep in mind how often, well, how never, is that a phrase? They never mention the private sector.
Right.
Meaning private enterprise, except to go on the attack and, you know, that they refer to private enterprise as Wall Street.
Yeah.
And they want to punish Wall Street. But they never talk about encouraging the private sector with those kinds of innovations. And the other thing they never spoke about was cyber.
Yeah.
There was not one thing about cyber.
Yeah. Makes you wonder what they were actually thinking. Oh, and the other thing is were there any, tell me it's just me, were there any American flags up on that stage that you saw?
Just graphics on the back wall, which were more art graphics, flag graphics than anything else.
But usually when you see a debate or some sort of political function, they got
there's the flags on the wall, or they would be wearing lapel pins in some form or fashion. I didn't see that.
No, and it makes you wonder what exactly we were looking at here, you know, because a lot of people have pointed that out to me, said, what are they trying to do now over there in the Democratic Party? We know they want to be socialists. Now do they want the United States to be something other than red, white, and blue with our American flag too?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously, right?
That open borders, you've given up sovereignty.
Yeah, obviously. All right, and the Democrats are stoked about whether or not they're going to have a chance of winning states back after the Supreme Court decision puts the gerrymandering, if you will, back in the hands of the states and the political parties and legislatures in those states.
The Supreme Court said they're not going to get into the political components, and gerrymandering is political.
Yep.
So they're leaving it with between the legislatures and the lower courts.
Yep. So whoever wins your control of your state in the state legislature, guess what? They're the ones that are going to decide it, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Is the administration, real quick, going to have a chance to print out the census forms for the new ruling or no? The American question. Are you a U.S. citizen?
It's not going to be on there.
All right, but I was wondering if they had extra time, but I guess not. We're running out of time, so I got to let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out everything she has to put into play, and I shall be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump says he believes the U.S. and China can do something that will be truly monumental as he and China's leader Xi Jinping meet on the sidelines of a world leaders' conference in Japan. Trump is urging the Chinese leader to even it up on trade at the start of talks on the tariff disputes. He says it would be historic if the sides could reach a fair trade deal. Both sides have signaled a desire to ratchet down a year-long trade war that has battered U.S. farmers and global markets. Americans are keeping their vehicles longer. USA's Chris Barnes explains why.
Cars and trucks are holding up better these days, and that's why people are holding on to them longer. The average age of light vehicles on the road in the U.S. is now 11.8 years, up a little bit over 2018. They say Montana has the oldest average vehicle age, the youngest age in Vermont at 9.9. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and on this great weekend coming up, the last weekend before the 4th of July, a lot of people starting to hit the road to get out there so they can be ready to go, and they take their couple of weeks or whatever right now. Brought to you by the wonderful National Aviation Academy. And here is more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the president signed the VFW Champion Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019 into law this week. It now restores VA's full benefits to thousands of Vietnam veterans who had their disability eligibility taken away from them in 2002 after arbitrary regulatory changes. Now, for Korean DMZ veterans, it provides provides an earlier start date to encompass the time frame when various defoliants were tested from April the 1st, 68 to September 1st, 67. Now, the new law expands benefits to children born with spina bifida due to a parent's exposure in Thailand, coverage that already exists for the children of the Vietnam and Korean DMZ veterans. Now, it would require the VA to report on research being conducted on a broad range of conditions possibly related to service in Southeast Asia. Now, there you go. About damn time with that one. Also, the Women's Veterans Task Force Roundtable went very well this week, and it was very well attended by the various service organizations as well as members of the military. So hopefully the ladies can get something kicked out there pretty quick, because we don't want them to be left behind at all. Women in the military, very important feature of the military, not just now, but also back in the day. So there you go. Now, the Senate also passed the Senate Bill 1790, the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2020. Now, it passed by an 86-8 vote. And the bill provides some $750 billion in total spending with a 3.1% pay raise for our nation's 2.15 million uniformed service members and reforms to the military housing privatization, as well as the initiative there to improve the quality of life for military families. Now, 93 bipartisan amendments were also adopted, which included an amendment allowing the families of the 1983 Marine Barracks bombing victims to access $1.68 billion in Iranian funds currently being held by Clearstream. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And unfortunately, though, lost in the chase with all this was Senator Doug Jones, the Democrat from Alabama that took Jeff Sessions' seat, was his amendment to end the widow's tax, which was blocked by Senate leadership yesterday morning so that they could vote on this without that in there. So there you go. Now, also, Senate Bill number 1946, the Student Veterans Housing Act. This is something which would extend the housing payments for student veterans during certain breaks between semesters. The proposed change would then allow the students who were going to college to actually focus on their educational study by reducing the burden of housing costs and giving them a place to live when they would need something instead of just being out on the street in the summertime. Makes sense to me. And also, the plans for a third North Korean summit are underway right now. We've heard the president saying he wouldn't mind meeting with Kim Jong-un at the DMZ while he goes to South Korea. Well, yeah, okay. I'm all for that. That makes sense, right? That certainly makes sense. And we'll see what happens there with that. Now, I hope we can do that. How's that? By the way, the VA is reducing the rates for service members' group life insurance. Now, it may not sound like a lot, but it's going from 7 cents per $1,000 of insurance coverage to 6 cents per $1,000 of insurance coverage. That's the monthly rate. This would mean a decrease of some $4 a month for any service member who elected the full $400,000 protection of the SGLI coverage. If you did that, then kudos to you. Now, here's an update on the MIAs. This week, Army Sergeant Vernon R. Jun, a member of the Company D, 89th Medium Tank Battalion, 25th Infantry Division, who was reportedly missing in action November 28, 1950, when it was reported that he was captured by enemy forces and the result in the vicinity of Iksok, North Korea. His remains were identified, returned home to his family for internment. Also, Army Air Force Sergeant Howard F. Gotts, a radio operator assigned to the 66th Bomber Regiment, 44th Bombers Group, October the 1st, 1943, his B-24D aircraft on which got served crashed during the largest bombing mission during the oil fields, against the oil fields and refineries at Polotsky, north of Bucharest in Romania. And we also heard at that time that the Romanian government announced that they had recovered and buried some 216 American soldiers that were there in Romania, killed in a bombing raid. Now, they could only identify 27 of the men at the time of the recovery, and the remaining casualties were said to have been buried as unknowns in the hero section of the civilian and military cemetery there in Romania. So they're trying to find out and return for proper burial the names of those individuals, as they'll continue to work along and do just that. Now, we're coming back with our second highway and byway report, taking a look at the weather out there, because you never know what's going to happen when it comes to the weather this time of the night out there. Things may have changed. It did change from hour one to hour two as far as where the bad weather moved up to in the northern plains and what was expected now. So that was a change, and we'll go with that, and we'll see what happens as we take a look at the next Truckers Highway and Byway weather. Now, don't forget that many of the folks that are here in town, in my town down here, Tampa, Florida, are here to watch the SOCOM 2019 Warrior Games. And they're staying, a lot of them are staying downtown within walking distance of the Tampa Convention Center. But today, things swing out to the University of South Florida, which is ways away from downtown, up there on Fowler Avenue. I believe it's Fowler Avenue, up there, Bruce B. Downs, up in that area, University of South Florida campus. And we'll see the swimming. A lot of people are competing in multiple events, these Wounded Warriors, and they'll be competing today in swimming. This is one of the last events of the Wounded Warrior Games, so everything will be at USF today, and they'll also see other things going on there besides the cycling, as well as I think there's rowing going on, but the swimming at the big pool that they have there at University of South Florida as well. So when you come into the University of South Florida, follow the signs around for the athletic complex, and that's how you find where you need to go, and you won't miss it. You won't miss it. When you get back there by what used to be called the Sun Dome, which is now the Jungsling Center, you'll see all the vehicles parked there, and you just park in the parking lot, and then in you come. So there you go. It's going to be a great day. They had a really good crowd last weekend when they were there, and I was proud to be a part of that last weekend. All righty. Let's get going here, because we've got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at the highways and byways again. And coming up, hour number three, will be Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. If he got out of bed. If he got out of bed. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him.
all the chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked-out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All right, that's Leland Martin up there somewhere in the north part of the United States. And hopefully he's not in this weather I'm about to tell you about. And he's got his air conditioner working because there's more weather that goes along with that bad weather that's up there. Now, hot and humid conditions will continue across the central U.S. this weekend with temperatures running 10 to 20 degrees above normal. Now, heat advisories will continue for much of the region. A few severe thunderstorms will be possible on Saturday across the northern plains and from southern New England to the northern middle Atlantic area. Now, right now, we do have some severe weather in the mix. It's up in the northeastern corner of Montana and the northwestern corner of North Dakota. Now, this includes severe thunderstorms with high straight line winds and hail, and also a flood watch and flood warning advisory associated with it. And we may possibly have issued soon, because one of these storms apparently had winds to 70 miles an hour. It's possible we may be hearing about a tornado watch in the mix of things there, with this system that's right on the line moving east across the northern part of North Dakota right now. Now, here's where the heat is. The south central part of North Dakota, 100 to 105 degrees today, heat index, or more. The eastern half of South Dakota today, same story. The western half, if you will, of Iowa, same story. The southern third of Minnesota, same story. The eastern half of Nebraska, same story. The eastern, northeastern third of Oklahoma, from Oklahoma City up into Missouri through Joplin, as well as up towards Fort Leonard Wood, same story in Missouri. So there you go, the gist of the high heat today and this weekend. Now, there is one area near the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, where it's merely a watch. They're not predicting the temperatures to be as warm as what they will be elsewhere in the state. But you never know. You never know. Now, let's take a look way out west, because in the Phoenix, Arizona area, you've got a bad weather advisory there. They're not advising anyone to go outside, unless, especially with breathing problems, unless, of course, you have a means to help you in the event that you wind up taking ill because of breathing in the air with all the carcinogens, as well as the fog that's in that area, too, which doesn't help. And in New Mexico, just north of Alamogordo, north of Ruidoso, up there in the High Plains, you've got a fog advisory there tonight. Lake Michigan, both sides of the lake, on the Illinois side, over there on the Wisconsin side. Also on the Michigan side, you've got a fog advisory tonight. So be advised about that. And in the central part of North Carolina, I-95, you've got a fog advisory there. Also going up the East Coast, let's see, Maryland, Delaware, and that would be the eastern part of Maryland up to the mountains, and then it clears off, as you might well have mentioned. New Jersey, up the Jersey Turnpike and the Parkway, Garden State Parkway, right into Long Island, looks like. And there is your weather, your trucker's highway and byway report for this hour. Brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because they have really gone out of their way to accentuate on the food, good food, and lots of it brings people in. Now, in the Flying J's, you'll find a Denny's, you'll find a Huddle House, could find a Moe's Southwest Diner, and And the pilots, that varies. Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's, and might even find a Dunkin' Donuts, which serves full service with the sandwiches and the coffee and the donuts and the ice cream and all the different things that they're into right now, because they also have gone fast food. Their new donut place, if you haven't seen them, you'll notice the drive-ins to come in there and swing in and order whatever it is you need, and boom, out the door you go. And I personally have stopped at the Dunkin' Donuts to see what they have to offer. The croissants are really good. Bacon, egg, and cheese, or sausage, egg, and cheese, very good. Also, if you just like the bagel with cream cheese or whatever you want on it, got that too. So there you go. And don't forget, when you stop there, that you're going to get America's Premium Coffee, Dunkin' Donuts Coffee. Now, coming up, as I said, if he's out of bed, what a thing to say. But it's true, if he's out of bed is Ron Edwards, and we will be talking to him after the top of the hour here. And we're going to hit some political factors, hit some political points with him just to see what things are doing. Now, I want to remind everybody again to check out Relief Factor. I've been honored by the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. They live in Seattle. They heard my show one night, and they said, man, we want to have our product on his show. So they are. They are. What they did was they created a website for me. And the website is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You go there, and it'll take you to a story about the product and the plant and all the different things and the ingredients and everything that you ever hope to answer will be there. You'll also see testimonials from people there as well that are swearing by the product. And I'm one of them. I'm one of them because I've got arthritis, and arthritis, unfortunately, is something that can actually stop you in your tracks when it comes to pain and whatnot, the bone-on-bone type deal when a lot of your joints are disintegrated or desecrated, as they like to call it. So the Relief Factor has actually helped me greatly. So for $19.95, that's the starter number, the starter a pack, you can go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and let them know and take advantage of that. Try your $19.95 3-week special, your starter pack, they call it, and see how that all works out for you. And I think you'll be glad of the results, because no narcotics, and yeah, it works. People go, how come it can work for pain and discomfort and when it's got no narcotics in it? Well, because you don't need to have narcotics, number one. Nobody does. And if anybody tells you you do, then smack them upside the head with a book. Just me talking. What do I know, right? But there you go. The rest of the study, the rest of the story. And again, with Ron, he likes to talk politics, and we are going to talk some politics. I will throw in there to begin with what we heard about Mexico and the troops and the influx of troops, where they now have about 20,000 Mexican troops, not only along the border, but also interspaced with Guatemala down on the border down there to reinforce down there, as well as the U.S.-Mexican border. And there's a lot of graft, a lot of corruption that goes on there, but sooner or later we're going to get it right with these soldiers. And what they need to do, what they really need to do, is go after the drug cartels. Just me. Just me. All right, coming back after the top of our news, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch all across America on a weekend. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody. Hope you get to go out and have a picnic and enjoy it with your family. All right, I shall return. Nancy, what's that you said?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Police whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.